My husband tied me up with vines, planning to leave me alone on a deserted island. Was completely stunned and never thought he could be this cruel. By the time I struggled free from the vines, he had already taken off in a speedboat, and I wasn't the least bit panicked. Instead, I calmly gathered any useful tools, slung my small pack over my shoulder, and headed into the forest. Because I knew a speedboat wouldn't last long, I had already tampered with it. And as the speedboat went farther and farther, the rope tied underwater pulled tighter and tighter, until Bang's boat shattered apart. He fell into the water. But luckily, he could swim and didn't he drown. I began to make a bow and arrow from the branches of a tree, ready to teach this man who betrayed me a deadly lesson. Soon, he stumbled back into the woods and seemed to want to explain something to me. But I wasn't interested in listening. I just drew my bow and released the arrow. He froze in play, not expecting me to be more ruthless than him to take his life. Just as he was about to open his mouth, I drew the bowstring full for the second time, and the arrow whistled out. He narrowly dodged it and ducked behind a tree, had no intention of letting him go in advance step by step. Just as I took aim, he suddenly picked up a coconut and threw it to the side. Instinctively, shot the coconut with an arrow. By the time I reacted, he had already taken the opportunity to escape, was in hot pursuit, and once again drew my bow and shot the fatal arrow. But when I went after him to pick up the arrow, he had already disappeared into the forest. To next was setting up a trap when the sound of tiny footsteps suddenly came.